comes in waves. Most of the time, I'm okay. And then it comes and hits me like nobody's business. And honestly, I've been feeling like this a lot lately. It's love. I'm tired of doing it myself. I'm tired of being alone. I want to share my life with someone. I am just freaking tired.
Ma'am, you're in your 60s still making car TikToks?
Did you know that I can see you?
How dare you?
This woman is pretty attractive for her age. Okay, I paused it on a bad shot. But when I play it again, you'll be able to see. She couldn't make a relationship work with a man for over 4 decades. Think about that. What man you know in his 60s want to date an old woman on TikTok? Still making car TikToks. Just let that simmer in your brain for a minute.
It's not about being lonely, so I just want somebody. No, I want to be in love. I want to share my life with someone. I want to feel the joys. I want to feel, have my hands held. I want to be held. I want to kiss. I want to support. I want to make coffee with that person. I want my person.
No. She wants Silver Fox Chad with a six pack at 60. To do all those things with. Like she said, it's not just about being lonely, because if it was about that, she would just get some average Joe. She wants the spark. She wants the fireworks to go off. Life is not about that. You should be more practical at this point. Life is not The Bachelor. You should know that in your 60s. She wants a Sean Connery looking motherfucker to roll up and take her in. It's not happening. We already know you batshit crazy. Just off the premise. Just because you're on the internet with this shit.
I want my person.
No.
Why is it so hard to find your person? You know, it's really hard when love is the one thing you can't force, you can't make it happen.
Right, you can't force Silver Fox Chad to want you. You can't force it. Let it go. Just like the nice guys can't force you to like them. No means no, ma'am.
It has to just show up, but where is it? Where is it? I'm so ready. And I have a beautiful life waiting for the perfect man.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep
true.
Rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
I'm very tired of all of the lies.
You old. Think about it. Have you ever watched a fucking Cinderella movie where it be some old bitch and a prince come out on his horse and carriage to an old bitch and say, hey, here's the glass slipper. I want to take you off.
I have a beautiful life waiting for the perfect man.
No, you don't. No, you don't. The fact that you even said perfect shows that you're delusional. Nobody on this earth is perfect. And you don't have a beautiful life. You have a poop show of a life. All the signs are there. I don't want you ruining some old man's life. I do not wish that on some decent old man's final years.
Hell no!
And I just can't believe that I'm sitting here, and it has been several years. I think it was over a year I had a date. And then it's been several years since then. Where are all the good men?
They're all around. They're everywhere. And you don't want him. Because he's not tall enough, or he doesn't make enough money a year. He doesn't like his coffee black. And you really want a guy who drinks black coffee. Dumb shit like that. She's not a bad looking woman, so you know her standards are through the roof. You need to be considering who gonna take you to go get your medicine. Not if he's 6 foot tall and makes six figures. You need to be worrying about the type of guy who had the character to change a diaper, not if he drive a nice car, or if he could take you on trips. This is ridiculous.
Already and want to build a beautiful life together.
No. Men that age have already built a life with multiple women, probably. A man in his 50s and 60s. He been there, done that. He been through that hell already. The build and the life stage is long gone.
Let's talk about dating in your 40s. Oh my God, what a mind f- I'm telling you. All I'm going to say is this. I am not here to play games. I lay it on the table what I want.
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
I'm sorry, ma'am. If you're 40 still in the dating market, you're a joke and you're a game and people going to play games with you. That's how I work, unfortunately. You had 20 years to get it right. How many hearts did you break along those 2 decades? How many games did you play with good men? I don't feel sorry for you. You can make all the TikToks you want. It doesn't change your value in the dating market.
You need to get a handle on your motherfucking life and take some responsibility, bitch.
And I mean what I say, And I'm looking to have the next 50 years of enjoying life.
Do it by yourself.
And I'm not going to muck around. So if you don't like what you hear, or if you don't like what I bring to the table, then I'm not the one. That's how it works.
Right.
People, just start to be honest with each other. Like, we don't need to play these silly games. Let's face it, we're over 40. I'm 47 now. Like, I just want to go and enjoy the next 50 years with someone and live life, because that's what it's about.
No worthwhile man who's 40, 47, 50 is dating some 40-something-year-old woman. If they got it going on like that, they're going early 30s max. Go get you a plumber. I'm sure there's plenty of plumbers out there who are balding, who got a big gut, who aren't very charismatic. They would love to spend time with you and enjoy life with you. Yeah, I know. You don't want them, I know. So be alone. Enjoy your life by yourself then. Because that's what you qualify for at this point. What I just laid out. So take that, go les, or be by yourself.
Good luck with that.
What are you doing?
Taking out my
clear
lines because I can't eat
my clear lines. Can't you go to the
bathroom and take them out? Well, yeah, I could. I just didn't think you would mind.
Well, I do.
I'm sorry. I guess.
Yeah, this is all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. I'm not really up for that kind of stuff.
Are you seriously leaving?
Now, this was staged. We all know this was staged. But I want to teach a good lesson. Fellas, have standards. If a woman break one of your standards, get up and walk out. No hard feelings. Women do it all the time. Or a lot of times, women won't even show up to the date. But yeah, when you have options or you're not pressed for a relationship, you can do this. If she do something disgusting, just leave. Stop giving women all this benefit of the doubt. They don't give us any benefit of the doubt. Society hated when men have standards. We're not allowed to have standards according to society. I mean, he dodged the bullet. Does he know you're recording? Let's just say it was real. It's a lot of women who do record on dates. So even if this is staged, like, let's just go down that road. Do these women get these guys' permission to record on their date? I highly doubt it. And let's just say this was real. I'm sure that wasn't the only cringe thing she did on the whole date. The things probably just racked up and that was his final straw.
It's hitting me how not okay I am about everything that's happened over the past month or so.
I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage.
And I don't regret what I did. I don't regret giving my all to someone and trusting someone.
I don't want to hear that shit.
But I regret giving that away so easily.
Oh, don't cry.
Mentally sane people don't set up a camera. Start talking about their personal life. Start crying. Stop the recording. Look at it a couple times and then upload it to the internet. Never forget that, guys. Sane people just don't do that. It's certain things that sane people just don't do.
And I know it's says more about his character than mine.
No.
But I'm just sad.
Aww. I mean, yeah, look, I don't condone doing shady stuff, even when it comes to how you deal with women. I don't believe in mistreating women or lying to women or pretending like you want to be in a relationship with women and then don't call them back. I don't believe in doing dishonorable things. But you have to look at yourself in the mirror, too, and say, what does it say about my character? That I probably gave some guy the cheeks just because he looked good and he gave me the tingles without getting to know him on a deeper level and checking if his character was right. You didn't do your due diligence. You were blinded by how hot and tall he was. What does that say about your character? There's two sides to it.
I feel like my innocence was toyed with. I feel like I was manipulated. I feel like my lack of experience was used against me because he knew.
You should have got the ring first.
It wasn't gonna work out anyways.
We'll return after these messages.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least on the figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
6 foot minimum. At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.